Like, we wake up, we're like, okay, what do we need to do today? Then we start writing out what we need to do, because this was me like 2 weeks ago. We're like, okay, what do I need to do today? Then I started writing out the stuff. And then I started to do the stuff that I wrote out. And then I began to realize that, John, wait, you're not being as productive you possibly can be.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're coming at you with the Fast Break Friday. Just really quick, I don't want to take too much time today, but I just want to come at you really quick. As I was thinking last night, I had the opportunity to hit the pre-network mixer, the pre-mixer for the Manifest, the Melanin Manifest, and I'm really excited. Shout out to everybody who's been a part of that, the planning committee, the execution committee, and everyone who put it together, because we were there at the event last night, got to meet some cool people, kicked it with Jason's Lyric, kicked it with another guy, Mr. McGee, man, just hanging out with my guy, Jesse Alex from Brand Fiend, Brandon Moore, man, the list goes on and on and on. But the thing I want to focus on here today, because if you don't know about the event is this weekend, is kicking off today. So it's going to be Friday, it's going to be Saturday, and it's going to be Sunday. But they're going to be focusing on mental health. They're going to be focusing on physical wellness. And then lastly, they're going to be focusing on finances. And we have the opportunity to be a guest speaker on the Sunday portion at the brunch. And that's going to be really phenomenal. But today I want to take a moment, and I wanted to just hone in on taking time to create a system. Y'all, the points I have today are pretty simple, because it's get a system, it's work the system, and then win in the system. Because that's it. A lot of us, we don't have a system for our success. Like, we wake up, we're like, okay, what do we need to do today? Then we start writing out what we need to do, because this was me like 2 weeks ago. We're like, okay, what do I need to do today? Then I started writing out the stuff. And then I started to do the stuff that I wrote out. And then I began to realize that, John, wait, you're not being as productive you possibly can be. You need to find a system that where what works best for you is how you're attacking things. So then I got one of these. I got me some markers. Shout out to these Expo markers. My wife got these. Then I got me a whiteboard. And then with the whiteboard, with the Expo markers, then I began, you can see on here, then I began to write down what I need to do for my day. I wrote down the must do, I wrote down the could do, and then lastly, I wrote down the can't do. So this is the system I began to put in place in writing out my must do's the night before. So I'm like, okay, I must do the podcast. I must do the client email. I must make 5 t-shirts. I must practice speaking. And by creating this system, now when I wake up in the morning, I already know what I need to do. I don't need to think through that. When our mind may be a little bit lethargic, when our mind might not be the most productive, I already have what's down here. Then I have the could do's. That's edit videos, that's read 10 pages, that's workout, that's call a few people and update my LinkedIn. These are things that are pressing, but not as urgent as the must do. And then lastly, the can't do's. I can't answer unplanned phone calls. How many of us receive phone calls from people saying, John, hey, I need to ask you this. I need to ask you that. Hey, let me just talk to you for a second. But we didn't plan for this call, so therefore we stay on the phone 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. And then we lose that time because people didn't value us enough to schedule the call, or people didn't value us enough to tell us ahead of time, hey, are you free at 3:30? You know, we can hop on a call so we can chat. And you're like, yeah, I can do that. Or no, I can't, because I still have to do my must do items. So y'all, today I want to make sure that we get systems in place. We have to create a system that works for us and works for our success. After we create that system, then we get active in that system. So that's beginning to apply what works. And if we see that system doesn't work, then we make the change. We're like, okay, no, let me take a step back. Let me make the change. And then we go at it again, and that's when we max it out. Because I've realized that this is beneficial for me, having the list on this whiteboard. And by having the list on this whiteboard, now I can go through and I mark the items off. And then I'm seeing that this is truly helping me be successful. So what is a system that you need to put in place? Where is an area where you can truly benefit? Is it in regard to your time management? Do you need to start setting a timer or a stopwatch for certain activities so you know how much time you have and you feel your feet are put to the fire? Or maybe it's like you need to start incorporating a list because you know that's extremely beneficial for you. But today I encourage you to get a system in place, because systems sell. And then when you're selling, you're generating revenue. When you're generating revenue, then you pay them bills. And when you pay them bills, you're able to get that stress off your back. Friends, I hope to see you out at the Manifest this weekend. It's going to be a great event. I'm truly looking forward to it. Got to make some great connections last night. Got to hang out with some people. Got to team up with some people. Talk business, catch up. But that's what it's all about, man. It's all about building, and it's all about taking time to see what we can accomplish together, because together we can accomplish more. And my friends, you all know that we'll have the merch. We'll have the Speaker Success tees out at our Manifest table. We'll have books. I'll be there signing books. I'll be kissing babies. I'll be autographing books. Anybody who has questions, please stop by my table. I love to get connected with you. And even from there, seeing what we need to do to where together we can create a greater impact. For more information on me, or for if you'd like the opportunity to purchase some apparel, then I'd encourage you to go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/products. If you'd like more information on me as a whole, jonathanjonespeaks.com. We have videos and we have other instructions and other cool resources on the site. Until next week, my friends, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?